Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Walmart is the largest retailer in the world. Last year, its U.S. revenues alone were $250 billion, and half of that came from selling food. Now the big box seller is starting to think small. Walmart has announced a new strategic sustainability initiative to help small and medium-sized farms not just survive, but thrive. Environmental groups including World Wildlife Fund, Conservation International, and Rainforest Alliance are working with Walmart to design the company's program and monitor its progress. Michelle Harvey is a project manager at Environmental Defense Fund. EDF is one of the groups also working with Walmart. Ms. Harvey, welcome to LOE.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about this deal. Big deal, big company. What are they trying to do?
What they're going to do is expand to a greater number of locally grown farms. They're looking for opportunity to increase the number of farmers, the types of food that the farmers are growing, and to really increase the diversity of sources that they have for the food that they sell in their stores around the world.
So what is the specific goal in terms of the amount they're going to be sourcing from small farmers?
In the U.S., they're looking to increase that number to about 9%. It essentially is to double the amount of produce that they're purchasing locally. In the United States, for instance, it's within a state's boundaries.
And it's not just the United States. This is a global initiative.
Walmart spent about 18 months really working with organizations like Environmental Defense Fund, but also with their sustainability teams in the countries where Walmart is located around the globe. And this effort really was looked at in a global perspective. So it will be happening in Brazil and Argentina, Japan and China, as well as in the U.S.
Different goals, different countries?
Same large goals, different implementation. For example, in Brazil, which is one of the key areas where cattle raising has resulted in a lot of deforestation, there's a very targeted goal to only source beef in areas that can be certified as not causing harm to the tropical forests down there.
How many farmers do you think they'll be able to pull into this program?
The goal over the next 5 years is to engage somewhere in the ballpark of 1 million or more farmers.
So, Ms. Harvey, what's in this for Walmart? What do they get out of it? Why bother with so many local farms and farmers?
Walmart stands to get several things out of it. First and foremost, they get fresher food, which usually sells better with their customers. They have more diverse supply, which means if there's a freeze in one part of the country, they've still got a good opportunity to purchase a product without having to see the prices increase. It's also about traceability. You know where your food is coming from. If there's a problem, as we've seen happen with E. coli over the last few years, it's much more quickly able to identify the source and to address it. So it's better food and it's reduced risk.
Walmart is so enormous. This project will make them even larger, give them a larger share of the market. Could that drive down the prices that they pay their farmers even further?
The goal of the project is to make harvest of food more efficient. But Walmart has expressed a strong commitment to leaving more of the profit with the farmer, which means the people today who might help get the food from the farm to the store are more likely the area where Walmart is going to look to become more efficient.
But what's good for the consumer in terms of low prices and Walmart in terms of market share might not necessarily be good for farmers.
That's the part that will be the most interesting in all of this. In the framing of the goal, the big question that was discussed was how do you help the farmer to get the prices he needs to be able to support his family or her family. A lot of the farmers that Walmart will be looking to work with are actually women. But how do you keep the farm family well funded so that they stay in farming and still maintain a good price? I think what will happen is that more direct relationships will develop between farms and local stores. That's going to help to give more money to the farmer, but without so many middlemen, you may still actually see lower prices without it hurting the farms themselves.
So kind of win-win-win.
Well, there's going to be folks in that supply chain who are going to fall out a little bit. But I think for the planet, looking at the environmental impacts and then being able to help educate the farmer on how to farm in a better way, keeping the farm families economically healthy and then providing fresh food to the community could, it has the potential to do a really positive thing for how we produce our food.
Of course, this is a promise. This is a project with a promise. Who's going to hold their feet to the fire?
One of the roles that NGO partners like EDF play are to really make sure that it's implemented well, that the goals are really accomplishing what they say they're accomplishing, and if they're not, to help figure out why not and what we can do, suggest that Walmart do differently. Our expectation is we will probably get about 3 years into this initiative, learn what's working and what isn't, and the goals will probably shift as they move forward. But we're optimistic that it's all going to be pointed in the right direction to benefit the communities and to benefit the planet.
Michelle Harvey is project manager with Environmental Defense Fund, helping Walmart with its new Global Ag Sustainability Program.
We just have one head of lettuce in here.
But what about the smallest of the small farmers? Growers like these. Farmers who do a brisk business selling rainbow chard, organic kale, and heirloom tomatoes at the weekly market near our studios. I went shopping for opinions to find out if they think they'll benefit from the Walmart initiative. Can I have 2 pounds of your Honeycrisp apples, please?
Yes, you may. You want me to pick them out or you want to pick them yourself?
I'll get them. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. Here's a bag. Be about 6 apples.
$15 here.
I'm Dan Wadley, and I'm a grower for Kimball Fruit Farm in Pepperell, Massachusetts.
Walmart is proposing that they greatly expand the amount of local produce and products that they buy from small farmers like yourself. You think that's a good idea? Would that be good for you guys?
We grow just what we can supply and sell at our farmers market and at our farm stand. So for us, it really won't affect who we are or what we do. We're just right-sized for what we do.
My name is Ellery Kimball. I run Blue Heron Organic Farm in Lincoln, Mass. Small farms don't make that much quantity, and it just must be hard for small farms to supply a store or a chain of stores as big as Walmart.
Philosophically, would it be a good idea? I mean, here you are, one of the smallest farmers in the country, and they're the biggest retailer in the world.
I think it's better for consumers to go directly to the farms and to develop a relationship with the farmers. That way they know exactly what is going into their food and what is being used. So when people come to my farm, they know that we're not using pesticides or herbicides or fungicides. They know exactly what my farming practices are, and they get to interact with the place and get a better connection with their food. I think if people go to Walmart, they're losing that farm-to-table connection, and I think that's a sad thing.
My name is Matt Hansen from Hansen's Farm in Framingham. We have a small, about 80-acre farm.
So what do you think of the Walmart deal?
It depends. It depends on how they treat us, because they could really destroy us with wholesale prices. For example, the wholesale price on corn this year was 13 cents an ear, and you can't really make a living off of 13 cents an ear, no matter how much you sell. So if they can keep up with regular grocery store prices for wholesaling, that's fine. But if they can't, then I don't think it's a good idea.
They're big.
They're huge. They could totally destroy a small farm, a whole bunch of small farms. Excuse me for 1 second. Hi. Thank you very much.
$5.45. Thoughts about Walmart's new ag initiative from some small growers at the Davis Square Farmers Market in Somerville, Massachusetts.